Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara. Do you know what? We all need a bit of a laugh right now, don't we? The weather's getting crap. We need a laugh in our lives. Sinead Culbert's with us today. One half of the Dirtbirds. You're very welcome, Sinead.
Oh, thank you so much. No pressure there now to have them all crying with the laugh. No
last
pressure
time,
at all. I'm just
the
having
last
a...
time you didn't come into studio to see me. You left the other one. You're wrong.
Oh, that's
you're wrong.
Right. Sue went on her own. Yeah. You know what happened there? I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
I have no sense of direction at all.
Did you get lost?
And I actually got lost. It's so embarrassing because my husband's Dutch and he can't understand it. He's like, have you got no navigational skills? Don't
I have
you understand?
Either. Do you know, this is no word of a lie. I was going to Dunn's yesterday, right, to do the shopping. The groceries. Obviously, that's a place that I go to every single week. And I got lost. How is that even possible? To get lost,
oh,
go to the
possible.
Same supermarket
yeah.
that you go to every single week.
Yeah. I take photographs of where, you know, if you go into a car park and you're on a certain like level, I take a photograph of that. I do the same at the airport and then I can't find the photograph. Oh, it's horrendous. No, I'm hopeless. But I just, you know what, I'm like a little homin pigeon. I will eventually find, I might have like aged 15 years by the time I get to my destination, but I will eventually get there. So
that's
apologies, crazy. Trina, apologies.
It's okay. It's happened to me before actually as well, as you mentioned, like the airport. In the airport, in the long-term car park, there has been times where I've been like, do you know what, the car is just gone forever. We'll just put that down as a cost. And there's no point in even looking for it because you've been walking up and down and around and you cannot find your car.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, do you know what?
And don't you know that there's some man sitting in his car laughing at you?
I know.
That's
the
thing. That's the bit. It's like when I'm parking. Whenever I go to park, it's like men come out of the woodwork. They come out of sewers and out of, to watch me humiliate myself because I can't park either. I've no sense of direction. I'm such a cliche and I apologize to all women who are competent parkers and have a sense of direction. I'm a letdown. That's all I'll say. I'm a letdown.
But you know what? Isn't it bringing joy to our lives because we can laugh about it? And your new solo tour is called I'm No Wonder Woman. So at least you're admitting to this.
Yes. Well, that's exactly it. I was looking for a title and I thought, well, I'm no Wonder Woman. I'm useless. Out of my ash altogether at my life. Listen, it's just laughing exactly at that, at my life. It's all very relatable. And it's just my family, my kids, my marriage, everything. And how it's all falling apart, Trina.
Yeah.
That's basically what the show is.
Now, let's talk marriage, right? Let's talk marriage because many, many, many people listen to this show will be able to relate to something that I'm going to mention that a friend told me about. A friend told me this happens in her house, right? So on her day off, that's the time that she's doing the cleaning, the dropping the kids around, doing the groceries, doing the laundry, doing all the life admin. And then on his day off, he's off with the lads, having a great old time. Now, does this happen in your life, Sinead?
Oh, stop. I just recently put up a sketch about the dinner, the making of the dinner process, right? Mm. And it got a lot of views and a lot of comments, but the comments are hysterical. They're nearly funnier than the sketch itself. So what happens in my house is we're supposed to have this 50-50, you know, relationship. My husband is Dutch and he believes in equality. Equality, my arse, can I just say, Trina? Equality, my arse. So when I make the dinner, this is what happens. I go, first of all, I make the decision about what we're having for the dinner all by myself.
Yeah.
All by, without consulting anyone. Then I go to the shop, buy it, make it, done. When my husband makes it, it's a production.
Yes.
And I mean a production. He's up into my room asking me, what do you think we should have for the dinner, Sinead? Now, I've made the last three and
so
I'm sitting looking raging.
You're a consultant when it comes to the actual process of the dinner making.
I mean, the question is, can you make a decision anyway? He goes, yes, will you just decide? So I'll go something like fish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he's like RoboCop. He's like, you know, everything's such a production. I better go out and get the fish at my lunch hour. I'm like, okay, what you want, a medal? Like, well done. Quite
Blue Peter Badge,
and then he comes, I'm going to get the fish at lunchtime, Sinead. And then he comes back and goes, I have the fish for the dinner, Sinead. I'm like, and then this is the bit, Trina, that kills me. He congratulates himself on his dinner. Oh, he compliments himself. He sits at the dinner table and goes, I think I have outdone myself.
I couldn't be dealing with that. No, I just
I have outdone
no.
my shelf and you're like, ah, oh, listen, it's Donegal catch and oven chips. Will you stop? Will you stop it? So it's a nightmare, you know, but you have to pretend. And like, oh. I've got one of the good ones. I'm sure he actually does some stuff around the house. That's a good husband.
If he's putting the bins out, is it you that has to tell him which day is bin day though? I just sense that
truthfully, he does do the bins. He does. But that's it, Trina. Everything else, it's like, well, I think all women are like the captain of the ship. We're the one who'll make those decisions, and you just have to lean into it and pretend it was their idea.
Where did you meet your husband, by the way?
Oh, we met in Galway. I can just listen. I'm laughing here because I can hear my 16-year-old singing in the background. Bless her, she has a note in her head and she's auditioning for the musical. That's nice to talk about it. Anyway, my husband is, met him in Galway, Trina. I just happened to be in Galway and he was visiting some of his Irish friends and he was only over for a weekend and we met and that was it. It was love.
And
with
how
love
does he feel about you slagging off his accent ever since? Is he okay with that?
Doesn't care. If I'm bringing home the bacon, Trina, he doesn't care. He's like, are you making money from this? Oh, but that's okay. And he doesn't find me funny at all. It's really interesting. Because I often say to him, what do you think of this joke? And he goes, no, that's not funny.
It's great to feel supported all the same. Yeah, it's fabulous.
And then he'll go to a gig and everyone will laugh and he'll go, oh, I was wrong about this. It is funny. And I'm like, yeah, thank you, darling.
The show's about the pitfalls of parenting as well. So you mentioned a 16-year-old there. Have you just the one?
Oh, no, I've two. I have a 16-year-old who's crawling away in the background, bless her. And I have a 13-year-old. And he's just gone to the dark side recently. Right. You know, he was my little boy and he was all, you know, he loved me. And now I can see him. I can see the hate in his eyes. You know, but they're lovely kids. And it's funny, you don't know what kids think of you as a parent, you know, because I went for a walk with my son. It was a lovely night. The stars were out and the moon was out. And this is a true story. He just kind of turned to me and he looked up at the moon. He's a really sensitive little fella, you know, and he went, you know, Mommy, Papa, that's what he calls his father. Well, the man he thinks is his father. But anyway, sorry. He said, Mommy, Papa reminds me of the moon. And I said, oh, that's really nice. Why do you say that? And he said, he's relaxed. He's easygoing. He's easy to be around, right? And I said, oh, that's really sweet. I could kind of feel the resentment, though. You know what I mean, yeah. Trina? I was going, cool, Papa. Easy to hang with, Papa. So I was like, well, if Papa's the moon, what do you think of me? Like, who do you think I'm like? And he immediately went, the sun. And I was delighted with myself. And he went, yeah, yeah, you're very warm. I always love to see you. And too much time around you can sometimes be unbearable. That's what he said. That's what he actually said. So I tripped him up.
So he's now looking for new accommodation, is he? For a 13-year-old in Dublin. The budget is €10.
Yeah, he's currently sleeping in the boot of the car. And that will teach him a lesson. And you know what I have here now with my 16-year-old? You can't even... It's not that I'd even go near her phone, but you can't even breathe in the direction of it. Like if it's sitting on a table, you can't even walk past it. She's like, my phone, my privacy... And I was thinking now, Trina, you're younger than me because I'm 30. But I was thinking, don't laugh too hard. I was thinking, what privacy did we have when you think of a grown up? Like, what privacy did you have at 16?
If somebody was ringing you, they were ringing the house phone, weren't they? Talking to your mother before they got to speak to you.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
Forget about trying to arrange a date.
All my siblings used to stand around me watching me have a phone call.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Or
it was such a big deal if someone rang the landline.
If you were enough to have two phones in the house, if you had a phone in another room, they'd pick up the receiver and they'd be listening in to your phone call. Do you remember that?
Oh, my mother was like Darth Vader because she smoked about 800 cigarettes a day. So you could hear her on the other side going, you'd be like, Mommy, can you get off the extension, please? She'd be like, yeah, if your father gets off the other one. I know, they don't know they were born. And the way they decorate their rooms, wow. Like, did you have a room to yourself growing up?
Are you joking me? Not at all.
Oh, no. No, my two have their own room. And Sophia has her a day bed. Like, have you ever heard of me? And all her IKEA. A day bed and all these cushions. She's cushions and she's got all this IKEA white furniture and her posters and Like, honestly, I had like Pippi Longstockings on my wallpaper till I was 17 or something.
Yeah, exactly. You got to I think that was it.
You were looking at like the Muppets on your curtains on your 21st.
Do you know what? The 80s, though, it was a great decade to be alive, wasn't it? We talk about it all the time on the show.
Stop.
No health and safety, teachers battering you. Sure, like.
Yeah, nobody cared. I have this memory of being in my cousin's house, right? We actually hotwired a bulldozer. I'd say we were about 10. We hotwired a bulldozer and we got on and we drove it past my mother's house. And my mother saw us, ran to the window, and I'll never forget it. She ran to the window, opened it and waved. And I was like, oh, she's just waving at us as we drive past. They didn't care. Gosh. Whereas there's rules. I remember my poor mother going to me, oh, Sinead, God love parents nowadays. You have to have all these rules and these seatbelts and everything. Like, and sunscreen. Do you remember going to the beach? We were like potato crisps.
There was no sunscreen. And another thing that didn't exist when we were younger, water. What's the story with kids drinking water?
I know, that's a very basic one right there. But yeah, what?
A glass of water.
Oh, I know.
I need to drink a litre of water in school today. What?
And nurses ringing you from school. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago. Sophia was sick. And the phone call went like this. Hi, I'm the nurse ringing from Sophia's school. She had a slight headache. So she's sitting beside me here. We've given her paracetamol and she's having a cup of tea. Like, think about us when we were at school. You could be dead for about 3 weeks.
The leg hanging off,
of the class.
You still wouldn't be brought to the hospital.
No one would know. People would be like, she's in the way of the basketball's mover. Like that.
And there was no way
was
of your parents
time.
To contact you. Like, if you went missing from the crack of dawn till that night, you were just out. Like, they weren't concerned about the fact that you hadn't come home
they didn't
for
care.
A bit to eat. Or...
Not at all. And sick, you never got. My mother was a nurse. So we never got any sick days. The thermometer could blow up in that woman's hands and she'd be like, you've no temperature. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah,
you know, once you stop hallucinating, you'll be fine. Yeah, so you would wonder. I mean, it's kind of a balance though, because the young ones nowadays are very, now that's a generalization I'm going to make, but you know, there's a little less resilience and they're a little more precious, but at the same time, they've got incredible confidence. They can stand up for themselves, you know, whereas I kind of think we're doormats in a way.
I actually, you know what I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for people who never got to experience Italia 90. That's the main highlight of my life, Italia 90. And some people don't even know what it was.
I barely do now, Trina, at my age. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
I've been looking at some of your sketches that you're putting up on YouTube. All extremely relatable. Like people who might like to go to the pub with the girlies and order soft drinks all around because you don't drink.
Ah, stop. And yeah, that's based on a really good friend of mine. That's actually a true story, because every time we go out, she's just so obvious. She's so obvious. She's
been
a little
mag
and a vodka.
Yeah.
In the bag, right? Nothing wrong with it. I know loads of people who do it, but she just gets drunk quicker than everybody else. And then she's like this, sorry, excuse me, can I have two slimline tonics? No alcohol?
I just love drinking slimline tonic.
Oh, yeah. And Brific orange, like, who drinks Brific? She's like, two Brific oranges. Now I'm winking over at the group, winking over. And she thinks nobody knows. Straw sticking out of her bag and everything. She's like, no one is a clue, Sinead. You're just overly sensitive. Nobody knows. And then she's carried out of the place. I'm always afraid I'll get caught. I can't do it, but I need to wise up. And then another friend of mine.
Do you? Do you get barred from a pub if that happens? I assume you do.
I don't even know, would they? Because I think everyone's at it nowadays. Like, it's like €8,000 for a glass of wine, isn't it? It's like so expensive.
Remortgage the house. You have another friend.
Yeah, but she did. Ah, stop. We went to a concert. That's where that sketch comes from. I said to her, I hope you haven't got drink in your bag now because it'll get taken off. And she's like, no, I don't have any in my bag. Oh, yeah, she had the breast milk bags with the vodka in it.
So
breast milk bags.
Sitting in the bra, were they?
Yeah. No. She looked like Pamela Anderson standing beside me. I was looking at her going, is it me or is she on? What is she doing?
Fairness,
I didn't know what she
saved herself 10 grand that night.
I was judging her. Here I was. Oh my God, that's gross. They're so sweaty. Cut to me on vodka number 3. Delighted with life. You know what I mean?
Sinead, do you know what? There's a lot of ladies who would enjoy this night out. Please don't bring the drink with you. Where are you going to be around the country?
No, don't bring the drink with you. Wink, wink, wink. I'll bring it. I'll bring it, ladies. Don't you worry about it. I will be all over the place. Oh, my God. I'm going to Waterford tonight, and I cannot wait. I'm in the Bank Lane Theatre. So excited. I'm in Donegal next week. Here's my really bad Donegal accent. I'm going to Gweedore in Donegal. Very excited about that. After Christmas, here's my big one. I'm going to be in the Ambassador on January the 17th. And I am so... Have you been back in that since it's reopened?
I don't think I've been in the Ambassador since it was a cinema.
Oh, my God. It's an amazing venue. It is amazing. So I'm... Ah, oh, it's really cool. So I'm going to be there on January the 17th, and I am so excited about that. And then all my other dates, and there are plenty of them, are on SineadCulbert.com.
Sinead,
I nearly forgot my own name there, Trina.
Cork. You're doing everywhere, really, aren't you? All over the place.
I'm everywhere. Yeah. I'm very excited. I have to say, it's great crack. And the women are just, you know, it's exactly what you said at the top. It's all a bit grim out there. I'm looking out my window. There's the rain belching up against it, and it's all very grim. And I say, let's laugh.
And in the meantime, she'll be in the kitchen trying to plan what they're all going to have for their dinner with no support from anybody else. Sinead, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Trina.
Sinead Culbert there on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.